Welcome to Learn to Live Stress-Free. This is Christine Wright with Dr. Robert Wright Jr., your go-to wellness coaches of stressfreenow.info. Our featured guest today is Catherine Boyer, speaking about her neurooptimal system. Today, you will only hear Catherine and myself. Dr. Bob is away. Catherine Boyer, MA, LCSW, has been a psychotherapist working with adults in a private practice setting for almost 30 years. Prior to opening a private practice, she worked in organizational settings. Her education includes 2 master's degrees in the field of psychology. In addition, she's a Zangar Institute certified master trainer. NeuroOptimal, developed by Zangar Institute, is the neurofeedback system that she uses. Although the results she and her clients obtained by working together in psychotherapy were very good, when she was introduced to neurofeedback around 15 years ago, she could see right away that it could be beneficial to many of her clients. Catherine thought that neurofeedback could help with anxiety, problems with sleep, focus and distractibility, depression, obsessive thinking, and other like concerns. She introduced it first to some of her therapy clients and then made it available to people who wanted to come just for neurofeedback. She's happy to tell us that her guess about the difference it could make proved to be correct. The way Catherine worked as a psychotherapist was always grounded in a firm belief and trust in each person's ability to heal and grow. The Zangar NeuroOptimal system is based on a similar principle that the central nervous system has a powerful ability to normalize itself if it is just given the right information. That made NeuroOptimal the perfect choice of system for her. Catherine, welcome. I'm very happy to have you here today to talk about this.
Well, I'm happy to be here. It's one of my favorite things to talk about.
Wonderful. So tell us how you came to move from a psychotherapist to a NeuroOptimal trainer.
Well, you know, I'd been a psychotherapist for probably about 15 years when I first encountered neurofeedback, and I found it not because I was looking for something to add into my psychotherapy practice, but because I was looking for help with my own lifelong problems with sleep that had gotten worse as I got older and were not responding to any conventional or alternative treatments. I was really miserably tired. And someone mentioned neurofeedback to me. At that time, I had never heard the word, but I was willing to try anything. So I found someone in my neighborhood just by doing an internet search and commenced sessions. And pretty quickly, my sleep got better. And then something really interesting happened, which is that I noticed that my also lifelong anxiety dreams were going away. So it was at that point that I realized I wanted to bring it into my office.
So wow, I'll tell you, that's incredible.
Yes, and I'll tell you a story about the dream, which is what made the decision for me. There's a very popular anxiety dream that if you ask a room full of people who's had this particular dream, about maybe 50, 60% will raise their hands. So it's a dream about being back in school, and you're unprepared for a test, or you can't find the room, or you forgot the book, or didn't write the paper, and something that's anxiety-provoking. Really popular anxiety dream. And I had had that and remembered having it a couple times a year my whole adult life. So, you know, several sessions into the NeuroOptimal training, I was asleep, and a dream started, and in the dream, I was home leaving for school when I remembered that I had forgotten to do preparation for a major exam. And I started to get anxious in the dream, and I stopped myself, and I said in the dream, you know this material, you'll ace it. End of dream, and I've never had it again.
Wow, fantastic.
So when I saw that, I could think of this client, that client, another client that could benefit. So that's when I became a trainer. So that was in 2004. So NeuroOptimal was developed by Drs. Val and Sue Brown, and they actually, although I think they incorporated somewhere around 1998 or 1997, they actually had the knowledge of what they wanted to do to make this paradigm shift from traditional neurofeedback to the way NeuroOptimal operates. They knew what they wanted to do before there was sufficient computer technology to do it. Back then, neurofeedback at one point you could only do in a hospital or university setting because it required supercomputers. Once the Intel chip came out, then it became possible to have neurofeedback be done in a practitioner's office like mine. So they were waiting for that. That's how long they knew what they wanted to do. So they've really made a huge contribution, in my view, to the field.
Oh, okay. Incredible. You know, when you mentioned sleep, so many people, I think, today have that problem that as people are, you know, become busier and multitasking and we're dealing with so much technology and media and, you know, that blue light spectrum at night that keeps us awake, mm-hmm. I would imagine that you have many people who have that problem.
I do. It's very common that people come in for sleep conditions. Sleep centers sometimes refer to me. People will come in for other reasons, and then when I ask them about their sleep, we'll tease out that they have a lot more of a problem than they really wanted to admit to themselves. It is very common, and sleep is a huge priority for the system. So it's also common that the brain will quickly make changes in the sleep arena because it's so important.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. You know, I miss the days, you know, as a child when you had an 8 o'clock bedtime and you'd sleep for 11 hours.
Yeah, right.
I think that's what really worked. Now, what is the neuro-optimal system and how does it work to train the nervous system by interrupting brain state shifts?
Well, I should say first a little bit about traditional neurofeedback, which is diagnostic and protocol-based. Neurofeedback goes back to the 60s. So it's been around for a long time. But all other systems out there operate by, through some process, determining what's wrong with you, and then the trainer chooses a protocol to use with the neurofeedback. So this can be very helpful, but it's also side effect prone because the protocols push the brain in a predetermined direction. So an example might be that someone might come in for depression, and the trainer decides to up-train left hemisphere beta to give the person more energy. Mm-hmm. And the person goes off and comes back to the next session, and they say, well, I had more energy, but I also had a tension headache, and I was irritable all week. So then the trainer will use those reports as side effects to tailor the protocols. So they can get very good results, but people sometimes just can't tolerate the side effects. And personally, so many of my clients come because they've been taking medications or they tried medications and maybe it helped with their problem, but the side effects were, you know, worse than the symptoms. So it's very nice to be able to offer them something that's virtually side effect free. And the reason for that is because NeuroOptimal is a paradigm shift. I think it's a good 20 years ahead of the rest of the field. It doesn't operate in a diagnostically based, protocol-driven manner. Instead, it's diagnostically agnostic. And what it does instead is pushing the brain in predetermined directions, what it does instead is like holding a mirror up to the brain so that it can see what it's doing as it makes the many, many state shifts all brains make during sessions during 24 hours a day. So the brain gets a chance to see what it's doing, learn from what it sees, and use that learning to regulate itself. So it's a very different model, and because the individual person's central nervous system is doing the regulating, it's virtually side effect free because the CNS will make changes in the order and the pace that are right for that person.
Wow. Now, so do all brains learn easily or respond to this, or are there some people that need more work than others in terms of noticing what the brain is doing?
You know, it's a very automatic process for the central nervous system. You know, the nervous system is constantly scanning the environment for change. It does that on our behalf without us noticing much of it. And only about 5% of brain activity is the conscious self that we think of as me. The other 95% is busy doing all kinds of other things for us. And one of those other things is monitoring change. So the way NeuroOptimal flags the state changes for the brain is by very minute pauses in a music stream, a sound stream. That evokes what is called the orienting response, brings the brain back to the present where it gets a chance to look at the state shift it's making. Mm-hmm. So it's a very simple process, although, of course, the software developed to produce the result is anything but simple.
It doesn't sound simple.
No.
Is it any music, or these are particularly calibrated or composed?
No, we used music that was composed for NeuroOptimal. It's quite wonderful music. Most of my clients love it, but for the occasional client for whom it's not their cup of tea, any other sound stream can be used. In fact, people use videos, things like that, often with kids.
It's just something to distract the brain, is that it?
No, it's a sound stream to be interrupted.
Okay.
You have to have a sound stream for the interruptions to show up. The interruptions happen when the state change is happening. So you've got to have sound. There's a graphic that people watch, but that's optional. The sound is necessary.
All right. So I think I remember hearing that the hearing is the first sense that we have, or the last sense that we have. There was something about that it's not... It's not sight, it's sound, I believe.
That sounds familiar to me, too.
And
I also think that because we are such a language-oriented species, that we're probably especially tuned to sound streams and pauses in them, because pauses are integral to understanding what's being said to you. That's just an idea I have. I don't have any proof for that, but I think it's an interesting way to think about it.
Well, I think it might be true. When I was in college, I was introduced to a technique called ideokinesis, and that was using imagery to change our movement patterns. We didn't move consciously at all. We stayed in a prone position, and we were propped up with different cushions and such so that we had the least muscular effort to maintain our position, and we used imagery to change our movement patterns, because the minute you move, you're using the old patterns.
Mm.
So we would have the imagery precede the movement, and it was that, it was like a sort of very quiet, still type of thing, and over time, you noticed that you did start to change the way you moved.
Right.
Now, how does the NeuroOptimal system compare to other neurofeedback systems, or even non-equipment-based practices? Such as MBSR, mindfulness-based stuff?
Well, the main way it compares to other neurofeedback systems is that it's not protocol-based and it's not diagnosis-driven. So it's this other model. Traditional neurofeedback operates in a reward system, whereas NeuroOptimal is really in a very different way of thinking about the brain. It uses the information processing system, which the central nervous system is so good at processing information. We were talking earlier about it's doing that all the time. Like I'm sitting here in a room with an air conditioner, a wall unit, and whenever the condenser kicks in, there's a change in sound. My brain hears that change in sound, but because there's nothing worrisome about that, it disregards it, and mostly I don't even consciously notice it. But the brain is always busy listening and looking for changes in our environment. There's a change. Is it food? Is it safe? That brings it back to the present moment to assess the state shift it's making, because with NeuroOptimal, the change in the music happens when the brain makes a state shift. Now, this is completely different from what other neurofeedback systems do, where it's a reward system where the person is trying to make more eyes closed alpha. So trying to make more, and then gets a reward. So it's very different from that model of working.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because it's not pushing the brain in the direction, that makes it virtually side effect free. So that's a main difference. Another difference in terms of trainers is that NeuroOptimal is completely automated, and you can become a trainer, order your system, unpack the box, and an hour later be running your first session. Now, there's very good educational pieces offered that most people take because they're interesting and useful, but you don't need them to actually run the machine. Whereas for traditional neurofeedback, because of that protocol-based model, it can take people a couple of years to get good at what they're doing.
Right,
because they have to learn what protocols go with what to do when side effects happen, how to educate the client about those aspects. There's a lot of, what I tell people who are looking for a neurofeedback trainer who aren't around here, and if there's no NeuroOptimal trainer in their neighborhood, I tell them, be sure, go to a regular neurofeedback person, go to a traditional system user, but make sure that they're experienced. because it's pretty hard to be good at that kind of neurofeedback as a beginner. You can have great clinical skills and relational skills and all of that, but actually running the system takes a long time to learn. Whereas with NeuroOptimal...
This is a big positive of NeuroOptimal.
Yeah, it's a big positive. That's right. That's right.
That's incredible.
And another thing I really like about it is that most of my clients come in and they've... Neurofeedback is often the port of last resort for people. And they've tried everything, like me with my sleep. They tried everything. So they come in, and often they have learned to look at their brain or a part of their brain kind of as the enemy. So in traditional neurofeedback, you come to an expert who's going to tell your brain what to do. With NeuroOptimal, you come to a trainer who says, your brain knows what to do if we just give it the right information. So it's an empowerment of their own central nervous system, that, and that happens before they've ever got the sensors on their head, because it's a different way of looking at their own brain and what it's capable of. And that maybe it's not the enemy. Maybe it's actually just waiting to be given the opportunity to learn. So that's a difference that I particularly like.
Right, and I think that would be great for the client because there's a lot of ownership there on their part.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
People will ask me, how many sessions does it take? And I say, you'll tell me. I give them examples of what I've seen with people, which is typically if somebody comes in with things they'd like to see change related to something recent, like say they had a concussion a month ago and they're having trouble with certain cognitive processes or with being volatile, common after any brain injury. So they'll come in, say it's a month later, they might only need 6 or 8 sessions. But somebody who comes in and tells me, well, I knew what the words depression and anxiety meant when I was 10, that's probably going to be more sessions. And I'll tell people, on average, it's around 15 or 20, but you'll tell me, you'll start to feel like, I'm good. I'm ready to go. So it's very different in that way also. The brain is
their brain is
the expert.
That's really great because I know with psychotherapy, that's something that people can be in years and years and years, and they have no sense of when it's time to end it. So that's another great selling point. Well, Catherine, I am learning so much, and I want to learn so much more. We'll take a short break. We'll be back in a moment on Learn to Live Stress-Free with our special guest, Catherine Boyer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Wright Jr., the stress relief doctor, co-host of the Learn to Live Stress-Free podcast series. I'm an author, speaker, and stress management wellness coach. My published study is the first to show the connection between stress reduction, grief recovery, nitric oxide spiking, and the relaxation response. And my practical application of this knowledge helps you relieve the stresses of everyday life. I have the tools to dissolve your pain points quickly and effectively. Email me to find out how you can start to feel better now at stressfreenow.info/contact. That's stressfreenow.info/contact. Have you been procrastinating about completing an important project or pursuing a treasured dream? Christine Wright specializes in helping her coaching clients to lay out clear, elegant strategies. She shows you how to quickly build your confidence to uncover and eliminate your habitual patterns of resistance and self-sabotage. Christine helps you discover those meaningful insights that will get you to do what works so you can celebrate your successes. Go to stressfreenow.info/contact to let Christine know that you're ready to live your ideal life now. Again, that's stressfreenow.info/contact.
Welcome back to Learn to Live Stress-Free as we continue our conversation with our special guest, NeuroOptimal trainer, Catherine Boyer. Catherine, I like what you're saying about NeuroOptimal, that all those things that you said, that this is almost a do-it-yourself system where it's easily learned and implemented. But are there people who can't do this? Is it safe for everyone? Can anyone do this?
Right. You remember, we're just giving the brain information about what it's doing. We're not pushing it anywhere. This is very safe. And really, there are no things that people come in with that I would say NeuroOptimal is contraindicated. So, you always have to do it to find out how it will work for each person because every brain is so unique. You know, quadrillions of neural connections in there makes for a lot of variety. So we have to try it to see exactly how their brain will do it. But I have, in the 14 years I've been a trainer, I've had only a handful of people feel they did not benefit. Okay. So I think that's a pretty good track record.
Would those be people who, you know, who have a certain type of pathology or their brain is just not picking it up?
I think in one case, and this was early on, the person was on a real cocktail of medications, and his brain was just fighting so much of the side effects and the suppression from the medications that it just couldn't take in the training. I suspect that would not be true now. In 2010, which is when NeuroOptimal became fully automated, I started seeing more quick response and response. Especially quicker response from people whom I expected to take more sessions or would have expected. Interesting, because when it became fully automated, we got the trainer out of the way. So there was no trainer making decisions. The computer was just doing it all. And the computer can respond in the session moment to moment with much more immediacy and speed than any human can. So,
wait, are you putting yourself out of business?
No, somebody still has to put the sensors on their head. And somebody
also
still has to be the human context within which it all takes place. Because people do come in feeling burned because they've tried so many things, come in, you know, hoping to be hopeful. And, you know, it helps to be able to talk to another person who can share their own experience, in a general way, share their clients' experiences. It helps to put context around it. And people have lots of questions. You know, tell me again how this works, because it's not an easy thing to take in, because it is such a different way of working with the brain.
Now, is there practice in between the sessions, or is it that their brain remembers the sessions and they're trying to emulate what they learned in the session, you know, and then the time in between? How does that work?
I would use the word integrate. So the brain learns during the session, and then in the session, and then between sessions, the brain integrates what it's learned. So, and it will do that in the order and the pace that's right for the person. Again, that's what makes NeuroOptimal so side effect free. So the person will come back in, and there are forms we use to track, you know, the different things that they'd like to see change. But I'll ask them, you know, what's new? What's different? What's missing? What's easier than it used to be? And they say things to me like, well, you know, I'm falling asleep in 15 minutes instead of an hour and a half. Or they'll say, my kids aren't getting to me the way they used to. Or, you know, one of my favorites is, this has happened more than once, the person will come in and I'll say, what's different? And they'll say, I don't know, but my husband, wife says, keep doing that. And my own experience with that was that after I'd been doing the training for a while on my own brain, when I was the customer, I asked my husband what he noticed, and he said, you're not mad at me as much.
Wow.
And I thought,
that's great.
He liked it a lot. And I thought he'd just been behaving better. But it wasn't that. It was that I was less reactive. This is very common, is that reactivity comes down. So then in life, we're much more able to respond rather than react. And that makes a huge difference in relationships.
Oh, that alone is worth its price in gold. Because, Bob and I experienced that reactivity.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have that. And,
yes.
You know, just being able to be neutral and just receive the exchange of information, that's a pretty... that's a pretty tall order for many people.
It is, and I've certainly seen that improve for people over and over in the years I've been doing this.
And it starts very young, because I used to teach elementary school, and usually I had done subbing at some points, and if I was correcting a young child, I would always tell them first. You know, if I saw a child in the hallway or they're in my class, I would introduce myself first and ask them who they are before I went into something, because they're just already on guard.
So
I'd try to do a little thing and diffuse it, and rather than telling, I'd usually ask. I said, are people supposed to be running in the hall in between periods? So I didn't say, you shouldn't be running, because they already know it.
Right.
So I would do it in that way.
That's lovely.
Now, I have a bit of a personal question for you. Your years as a psychotherapist, you had a certain amount of success and you did it. Do you miss that? I mean, many people change careers, but this seems like a pretty significant shift from psychotherapy to NeuroOptimal, or is it not? Do you miss your old profession, or do you still...
Well, I'm working with a greater variety of people now. because people will come in for, say, peak performance in the sport. Mm-hmm. And I didn't work with people who had that kind of request when I was a psychotherapist. I worked more with people who had chronic childhood trauma experiences. So I do get to use my therapist's skills a lot in terms of teasing out information from them that will help them have the best possible experience and help us track what's going on. And also in terms of what changes in their life. Because people's families aren't always happy when someone gets healthier. So sometimes I get to use my therapist's skills to help them navigate that kind of situation. So I'm still using some of it, and I do miss aspects of it. Okay. But I was ready to, you know, NeuroOptimal sort of took over my psychotherapy practice just by itself. And I really was ready to let that happen. I had been a therapist, well, at the time that I retired from psychotherapy for 28 years, 29 years. So I was ready.
Right. So I've known one of our other guests on the show, Maria Nemeth. She was a practicing psychologist, I think, for either 20 or 30 years, and then she switched to coaching, and she's been coaching for mm-hmm. 20 or 30 years. So I do know that that happens. I think it's probably more unusual in certain professions to have a major career shift like that. You just said something, Catherine, that made me curious, that you said the people who came to your psychotherapy, you know, the people who came to you for psychotherapy may have been, had some childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're doing the NeuroOptimal, I'm sure there are people there who have it, but you don't address it in the same way. Does the NeuroOptimal relieve that or change that or shift that in some way?
By their ability, thanks to the software, to see in the course of the session the state changes they're making, they are going to experience probably more minor than maybe when they're home with their family, the same kind of reactivity, et cetera, that's very common with people who have histories of trauma. So the brain recognizes that that's not a useful use of energy. We're really training each person's brain towards more resilience and flexibility. So those qualities are going to be applied by the individual person's central nervous system, the brain and spinal cord, to wherever that makes sense in their life. So obviously if they've been traumatized as kids, that's rich ground in which beneficial change can happen.
Right. Or as adults. Sometimes I think today,
well, yeah, absolutely,
life,
sure.
We're traumatized every day by the changes we see, you know.
Well, we are. I'm certainly treating that kind of thing. I said treating, and I don't normally say that. I normally always use the word training because NeuroOptimal, the company, and our trainers are encouraged to do the same thing, to think of it as training rather than treatment. Because, for one thing, that makes us not part of the medical model, which people have already been through trying to get better in many cases. But it's also, again, empowering to the person that they're being trained. So they're
right.
Doing it. They've come to be trained as opposed to being treated by the expert.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
I see that. There was one of my teachers, she studied Tai Chi with some grandmaster. I forgot the name of this. I think it was Chin Man Cheng. I'm not sure. I may be botching that completely. But I think, someone had asked him, when does he practice? He says, I'm practicing now. He practices all the time.
Right.
And I know with any discipline that you have, that you have to do it on a regular basis. You know, you can't just brush your teeth the first of the month and be covered till the 30th.
Right. That's true.
That you need to do this all along because there are so many things that come to us at our day-to-day that if your brain does not have a resiliency, as you say, this improves, then, you know, you will be have some sense of being under siege.
Right, and since most people complete their course of NeuroOptimal after 15 or 20 sessions, you know, I always say to them, you know, you get a lot thrown at you in life, you feel like you need to tune up, come back. You know, we'll do two or three sessions. That's usually all it takes. Well, once in a while, somebody will come in because they've become ready for more change than they were ready for when we earlier had sessions. Or somebody will come in because they just got a big promotion and they want to be at their best. But for most people, their brain has learned a new default way of working, and it likes that. Better use of energy, more efficient use of energy, and minimized discomfort, which is one of the brain's goals in life, is to minimize
the
discomfort.
I like it. It sounds fantastic.
Right. Yes. So it becomes the new default. So most people don't need to come back for a refresher because they're operating in a new way. And it's so new, in fact, that there sometimes people's sense of self changes in subtle but profound ways, so that when I say to them, well, are you still you know, using a lot of energy, blaming yourself for stuff, they'll say, what? Oh, I did used to do that. No, it's really interesting. Changes will happen, and they'll feel so natural to the person that they don't notice them happening. So that's part of the job of the trainer, is to help people see how much they've shifted. Because
that
things
is,
yes.
Yeah, that's right. Really excellent. I love that. Well, Catherine, I want to thank you for sharing this fantastic information with us. And for people who are not familiar with the system, I'm sure they have learned a great deal from listening to you today. And I'd like to ask you just to share the information, how listeners can work with you.
Sure.
Or learn more about NeuroOptimal.
Sure. Well, anybody's welcome to call me at New York Neurofeedback, 212-877-6923. And the website is also New York Neurofeedback, all words, NEWYORKNEUROFEEDBACK.com. I've tried to make it very full of easily understandable. You don't need a degree in neurobiology to understand the website, and so people are welcome to visit there, and there's more than one way to contact me through the website.
Okay, fantastic. So listeners, you can check out Catherine's website, New York Neurofeedback, or give her a call at 212-877-6923. And I just really want to thank you again. It was fantastic hearing about this system. And, Catherine, I'd like to ask you, what final thoughts would you like to share with our audience?
Well, first, I've really enjoyed the conversation also. I do love talking about NeuroOptimal. I think it can make a very substantial difference for people, all the way from those recovering from severe trauma to people who just want to improve their golf game.
Okay. I think people will love improving their golf game. Well, Catherine, I want to thank you again for being a guest on our show. And audience, thank you for listening.
Wherever you are and whatever time zone you're in right now, we appreciate your presence and trust that you'll benefit in some way from the information delivered during today's show. We welcome and look forward to receiving your comments about our show. Please let us know if there are additional topics you'd like us to cover or a guest you enjoyed whom you'd like us to invite back. Please contact us through our website with your feedback and suggestions. Remember, listeners, if you'd like to experience the same benefits our coaching clients get with us, including learning how to get more results in your day and easy ways to dissolve your chronic pain, stress, and anxiety, then give us a call at 954-900-2179. That's 954-900-2179. For Christine Wright, this is Dr. Robert Wright, Jr. of www.stressfreenow.info. Until next time, be safe and be well.